Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
560 WQAM, this is Sports Day. I am Dan Day, very honored right now to be joined by the Honorable Ed Newman. You may have remembered him from his Dolphins days. He is also a judge. He is now also an author. He is going to be debuting his new book, and you can check it out, check him out, and everything else surrounding that. It is called Warrior Judge, One Man's Journey from Gridiron to Gavel. That is going to be happening at Books and Books on June 1st in Coral Gables, 265 Aragon Avenue. I'd like to right now introduce the Honorable Ed Newman. How are you doing, Mr. Newman?
Thank you, Dan. That was a wonderful introduction. My chest is filled up. I guess the audience can just see me grinning.
It seems like you're going to need an entire book to kind of tell us about your journey, because your journey is one of just magic, not just with the Dolphins, just everything you've done. Can you kind of tell us about your story and about this book that you are going to be releasing, Warrior Judge, One Man's Journey from Gridiron to Gavel? That is June 1st, Coral Gables, 265 Aragon Avenue at Books and Books. I want to hear this story and about this book.
It would be exhausting to have the entire life, because 28 years of that, probably another 9 years of lawyering, I was a judge. So I would really have to have two books, but we focus mostly on the early development, sports, nature, my character, academic being very important in it. So the book starts out in a very readable first-person point of view, and I'm dealing with finding my place in school, fighting with my parents about keeping my grades up. You know, there was a definite dilemma. And I found that I could be successful at both if I applied myself. And I found that I could put one foot in that space, the academic, and one foot in the athletic. There's more development and anecdotes that goes to the book. And it's really a love fest. I'm taking a perspective of what my grandchildren might know about Grandpa. You know, so that's a terrific legacy. And all the credit in the world goes to co-author, the bulk of the work, in fact, Holly Newman Greenberg is my daughter. We had a 5-year project getting all this stuff together. Just amazing to the adventure of having your daughter. Another amazing part of this is in creating this book, blossoming memories from that were so long ago. We're talking about when the Dolphin era. I came here in 73. The Dolphins were a perfect season, and we can track that through college. I went to Duke University, and there's my travails and my rivals, my goals, and there's a lot of value in all of this. Again, more love and recognition to the terrific father figures and the people that helped me reach up. I was able to get to Duke University on a scholarship, but wrestling was my secret sauce. my collegiate wrestling. Fortunately, I had a scholarship heavyweight that used to toss me around a little bit, and he made me turn into the great athlete that my heart originally came from wrestling. Also, hand-eye coordination, hand fighting, and all that becomes pretty important. I did very well as an athlete. I had some run-ins with the coach, but that's to some drama. And it's really terrific to flow in the hip pocket with an athlete like myself, so you can start seeing what it's like to get drafted, and to meet the perfect season Dolphins, to check out your competition, or find out what it is to be in the NFL. And the whole deal with the fans was just it's mind-boggling, and it's first person all the way. And this story starts developing into a spine, chapters with anecdotal values that anybody could pull from. It's a book that you don't have to necessarily be an athlete. It is something that I think teenage kids would really like to have with their dads or their moms. It's been very well received on the recommendation thing on Amazon. This is available on Amazon Books and Books and Apple Books, I think, and other places where other books are sold. So we're really excited about this.
It's a wonderful story, Ark. You're starting out as a kid in Long Island, New York. You go to Duke University. You're drafted in the sixth round by the man, the myth, the legend, Don Shula, following the perfect season. What type of pressure were you facing coming into the Dolphins organization as a rookie with everything that had just followed the season before?
I'll be candid. I mean, Kuchenberg and Larry Little were both Hall of Fame caliber ball players. So there's room for one other guy. And that guy was Al Jenkins. So I'm looking at my competition. Al Jenkins was a serious stud. He was and my heart was just going, holy mackerel. And let me not stop there. I mean, I got off the plane and that blast of hot, humid air hit this New York boy. I go, damn, this is soup. I don't know how I'm going to manage on this, but you adapt if you have the heart. I also had a terrific coach, Monty Clark, and he was one of those guys that said, if you've got enough to reach, then you go ahead and I'll show you how to reach. And I reached pretty high, and he encouraged me. He said, you're not failing, but you're not there. You're not successful to be on this team. With him, and it really was an attitude of, I would run through a wall for Coach Shula and for Monty Clark. I would. I did. And not only would I did it. I walked the walk. I sacrificed my body for the team, for the fans, for myself.
Well, Ed Newman, it definitely paid off. 12 seasons with the team. You won a Super Bowl, 2 AFC Conference champions, All-Pro recognition 4 times. Without giving away too much, because I know you probably get into it, into the book. A lot of people, Don Shula is a legend. He is an idol down here in South Florida. Can you kind of give us a little taste of what it was like to play for such an iconic person?
There was no pleasing this guy. He was a very stern father figure. He ran a military type of operation. You couldn't talk to him. Maybe the captains, but I had stature, but I wouldn't dream of beefing with the guy. These adult guys, and he ran that military operation. There's a departure from the current era of sports. You could knock on the door, though, and he could be a genuine. There was no mistaking it. His first priority was the team. He would lie to you. He would do anything he needed to do to cajole with you, anything to get you to produce for the team. Even if he had his prejudices or his biases, he would tell you that, of course, we're going to be fair. We're going to always use the best people, those kinds of things. I had long-term running gripes. I wanted to start. But it was tough with Kuchenberg and Little. They turn out to be, my frustration, my rivals. They turn out to make me an All-Pro. If you've got the grit and the determination, that's really what this story is about. And you also have to have some rational, you need a plan B. And that's why the name is Warrior Judge. much like Samson in the Hebrew Bible. I was a warrior in the field, and then I became a judge. And that was also a wonderful experience and a great capstone. Really marvelous for, and how wonderful. I don't take it for granted at all, Dan. They stood for me in the Orange Bowl. I only had the pleasure of playing in the Orange Bowl. Fans got on their on their feet. And my bailiff, my friend, Tony Nathan, running back for the Dolphins of fame, they'll say all rise. And that still brings the tingle in the back of my neck. Still brings me that sense of pride.
That is an absolutely wonderful story. But I want to ask you, how did what you learned on the football field and playing for the Dolphins translate over to being a judge for so many years? If I'm correct, 28 years you served as a judge. Were there things that helped you kind of prepare you and get you ready for law school and for having such a noteworthy career in a different field other than football?
Takes a self-directing agency. So you have to have the germ of an idea. Yeah, I can do that. And that we go over that in the book. It takes a lot of discipline to compartmentalize what you're doing. I use a lot of metaphors of oil and water, because the athletics and the academics don't mix well ordinarily. But if you stir a lot, you can do that. And what I'm talking about is you've got to really live in the moment. When you're taking torts in law school, you know, that's it. You're not thinking about 38 trap or something like that. Just trying to pray that you don't get hurt. And I was blessed. I was pretty durable, but I got my lumps. I have all my reminders from those days in the NFL. I'm sure glad I had the judge experience as well. There's a lot to carry over from Coach Shula into the court system. It's like he would say it. He said, "Let's have no bull." That helped me a lot. In the court, I used to, didn't use those words, but you get right to the point, and people see that you're serious, and when that's your brand, and that's how I'm remembered. Case management is also extremely important in the county court. A lot of the techniques for use of time and being efficient, all of that comes out of sports for me. Not necessarily a monopoly. The book is a guide for anybody. There are lots of ways to find success and to find your place. Lots of opportunities.
Well, we're going to be celebrating the launch of four-time All-Pro Miami Dolphins guard Ed Newman's memoir, Warrior Judge, One Man's Journey from Gridiron to Gavel. That is Books and Books, June 1st, Coral Gables, 265 Aragon Avenue. You can RSVP and find out more information at booksandbooks.com. But right now, Ed Newman, what can people expect when they go to Books and Books on June 1st for this launch of your new memoir?
I want everyone to be happy. I don't know that there'll be enough books for you there, so it might be a good idea to get the book, bring it to me, or if you can get it there, that'll be fine. I will be happy to sign it for you. My daughter will be in town, the co-author, so that's a pretty nice piece. This is a piece of history. I guarantee enjoyment to anybody that comes. I'm going to invite some of my teammates. Hopefully I'll have good presence there. Nat Moore is going to introduce myself. My brother-in-law is a very well-regarded family law attorney. His name is Andrew Linoff. He'll be the interlocutor. He'll ask questions. So he'll save me, just like you have, when I'm dying in front of the audience. He'll bring me into the more interesting things that the fans need to know. I am reading my book for about the 700th time right now, and so I can be more clever, and I can try to reveal myself. And there's something there, when I was getting into this, I was saying, boy, I'm exposing myself. People are going to laugh if I put a comma in the wrong place. They're going to laugh about the anecdotes that I speak of. I really expose myself. Now I go to Books and Books. Every day's an adventure. This is not my true nature. I've grown to love it, though.
Ed Newman, your life has been an absolute adventure. I know a lot of people want to hear about those Dolphin stories, but also your time as a judge. Do want to jump forward to today. Today's Dolphins team with Mike McDaniel, Tua Tagovailoa, and what they're doing. How do you feel the organization and this team is doing this year? How do you what do you expect from this team this year?
I'm glad that I thought about this before our call. I have great respect for the coach, for the owner, and I think that they are really doing the very, very best that they can. Their emphasis is on speed. Most of it is offensive speed and lighting up the scoreboards. The quarterback and the receivers and the running back is just fast. I expect to see a very, very exciting addition, Miami Dolphins. The question is the defense. If you recall, we had a few of our edge rushers and Wilkins. Was Wilkinson, I think his name is, Chris? We've lost some serious pressure on the defensive side. And if you recall, last year when we were winning all those games at the beginning of the year, they were defensive wins. So you know, we've got a serious knock, so it's to be seen, to be determined. For the moment, I believe in the Dolphins. I'm very excited for them. If that defense steps up to where the acquisitions, they're like off the charts. I think the television networks I don't really know the schedule, but I hear they got a very favorable. I think they're looking for really exciting football out of the Dolphins, and I think that's a good expectation.
Well, we're very excited about that. Real quick before you go, Ed Newman, you played with one tight end and a guy that works with us here at the radio station, Joe Rose. Do you remember anything about playing with Joe Rose at any point in your career?
Joe has always had that real warm smile, and he always has that naughty boy, and he had it when he was a player. He gained my attention because I was kind of like, the team rep on the union and all that, and he had a bad separation in his shoulder, and the team doctor didn't want to be second guessed, and Joe Rose asked for a second opinion, and he created a major turmoil when the team had a rule that the team doctor can pass you for a physical so you can play ball. And the team doctor would not. Joe Rose's doctor said, yeah, you just tape that down and it'll be secure. It'll be stable. So the story goes to the Dolphins overcame a dilemma when Joe's contract came up. They had a clause that was drafted for him, the Joe Rose clause. That's the anecdote that I remember. Aside from him being a crazy party guy, hard up his nails, he was the... he had the Joe Rose contract clause, and what it stood for is if that shoulder got blown out for any reason, the Dolphins were not liable at all.
Man, so many great stories about the Dolphins, but also your life, being a judge, coming up, Duke University. It is an absolute treat. Be sure at all your outlets to get Warrior Judge, One Man's Journey from Gridiron to Gavel, but you should especially be out at Books and Books, June 1st, Coral Gables, 265 Aragon Avenue, to meet with former Dolphins guard Ed Newman. Get the memoir signed, share some stories, have some fun. Go to booksandbooks.com for more details. Ed Newman, thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. This was incredible. And Holly, thanks you as well. Look forward to seeing all the fans over at Books and Books.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing! Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.